My name is Andrew Mukey. Thanks for joining me. This is the show Never Heard That. Our focus for today's show is UK band Sneaker Pimps and the track Grazers from their 2002 album Bloodsport. Sneaker Pimps are an electronic music band formed in England in 1994. Having said that, they used a lot of live instrumentation throughout the three albums that they have released, but they were mostly associated with the trip-hop sound. Formed originally by friends Liam Howe and Chris Corner, they enlisted singer Kelly Alley as lead singer. With David Westlakes on drums and Joe Wilson adding guitars and bass, the band literally burst out of the blocks when they released their debut album Becoming X in 1996. Lead single Six Underground and second single Spin Spin Sugar became big hits in the US, and the album itself spent 23 consecutive weeks on the US top 200 Billboard charts. Additional single Postmodern Sleaze also made significant impact. I was lucky enough to see them play live at the Livid Festival in 1997, just as they were beginning to take over the world, and they put on a show of such style that it was one of the great live performances that I've seen. I would say that one of the things that truly defines the band is their extraordinary attention to detail. Not a note is out of place, and if the song requires one hit of a triangle or like instrument, it will be done. Their production is of the highest class and, dare I say it, quite noticeable when you listen to them. It certainly came as a surprise then when things went quiet for the band and that they made their return with 1999's album Splinter without vocalist Kelly Alley. The official reason being that the new material suited male vocals, which was sung by Chris Corner, more than female vocals. Although they continued with their high production values on Splinter, apart from the extraordinary single Low Five, the album felt more of a stepping stone to what was to become their third and last album, Bloodsport. Splinter, at its best, has been described as a staunch refusal to cash in whatsoever on previous fame and was not a critical success and was not released in the US. Again though, single Low Five requires your attention. Released in 2002, Bloodsport, however, is quite a triumph. It is one of those records that come along only really. If you like the first song on the album, then you are very likely to enjoy every song a lot. And that is as rare as hen's teeth. It is one of those challenges for me again then, as I try and work out which track to play from the album. I have chosen the song Grazers, but each has its own argument for inclusion. It could have easily been the song Maydays and its effortless charm, or Kiro TV and its pumping groove. Interestingly, and for me very surprisingly, the album didn't quite set the charts on fire, and in 2003 they announced a sabbatical whilst they pursued other projects. Unfortunately, we're still awaiting the band to get back together. Murmurs in mid-2019 suggested that they are deep into the recording of a fourth Sneaker Pimps album. I really hope so, they truly know how to craft a song. Whilst we wait, here is the track Grazers from the Sneaker Pimps 2002 album, Bloodsport. Thank you.
So the fever that I got stole my name. It opened me up, it twisted my bones. Now I'm nothing. I knew the second time that I saw your face, the city lit up, was bleeding. Now I'm sinking. Just another lonely.